Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I have another exciting guest for you that I hope you will tune in and check out all of her work because she's involved with a number of different projects. And today we're going to be talking about my favorite topic, which is solutions and health and technology and so many different areas. So I'm excited to welcome Tia Severino. How are you doing to the show today? How are you doing? And welcome to the show.
Hi, Derek. Thanks for having me. Super appreciated. I've been a huge fan of yours for quite a while now and just love everything that you're doing. So it's been amazing. We've been hard at work over here in Georgia getting ready for the Next Steps conference. Lots of exciting stuff been happening. So good to see you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being part of that again and sharing about that with the audience today. But why don't we go ahead and, since this is the first time, like you reminded me recently, you've interviewed me a couple times, but this is the first time I'm interviewing you, and maybe introducing some of my audience to you. I'm sure some of my audience is familiar with your work, but for those who haven't come across you and your show and the different projects you've been involved over the years, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. So the first thing you need to know about me is that I am a mom. I have two vaccine injured kids, and that sort of sent me down the rabbit hole learning about the risks of vaccinations and other forms of toxic exposures in our environment. So I have a 16-year-old and a 32-year-old, and it was my son's injury that really got me to start waking up. Mind you, I still had some waking up to do because I allowed them to vaccinate me with a Tdap vaccine in 2010, which caused severe nerve damage. And that's when I realized, hey, maybe it's not just that the childhood vaccine schedule with my son. I felt like it was just, you know, too much too soon. He only got four vaccines. They were all before he was 6 months old. So I thought I was taking a cautious route. That's the warning for parents out there that think, oh, well, I'm going to use a delayed schedule, or I'm going to do one at a time, or I'm only going to do the vaccines that I think are absolutely necessary for those scary diseases, things like measles and chicken pox, which are really have been traditionally rites of passage in childhood, to actually realizing that none of the vaccines are safe, none of them are effective, and none of them are necessary. So I got involved with the Vaxxed filmmakers back in 2016 when the movie Vaxxed came out, which was about the whistleblower at the CDC who had come forward and admitted that they had committed fraud on the last study ever done by the CDC looking at vaccine safety as it relates to autism. They had found a signal of increased autism in their little study that they did and decided to cover it up. And 10 years later, the head scientist on that study, Dr. William Thompson, had developed a crisis of conscience because he said he felt incredible guilt every time he met a family that was affected by autism because he knew that he had been part of the problem. So when that movie came out, they kind of exposed what was going on with the whistleblower. I really believed, hey, this is it. This is going to change the conversation, the narrative around vaccines and autism. And to my dismay, what we got instead was measles propaganda and smear jobs in the press from so-called journalists who had not even seen the film, but were writing reviews of the film saying that it was about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the discredited doctor who had, you know, falsely claimed that vaccines cause autism. So I realized then that our free press, that what we think is our free press, is dead, that it is bought and paid for by corporate interests. And that's when I first had the vision for Next Steps. When I realized that, you know, the CDC, they can sit around and make their recommendations all day long, but it's down to the schools and the doctors to really enforce those recommendations. So you take your child to the pediatrician, he pulls out the vaccine schedule and says, these are the vaccines that your child needs to get by this time. And if you balk, they'll say, oh, well, you know, you can't put your kid in daycare, and you know, you can't put your kid in school, and you know, you're risking your child's health by not getting these essential vaccines. And if you push back more, they'll even kick you out of their practice. And then we also have the problem with the schools, where the schools are mandating the vaccines for attendance and not telling parents about the options to get medical and philosophical and religious exemptions. So a lot of parents just don't know that they have a choice. So with Next Steps to Health Freedom in 2017, we had a workshop on vaccine primer so people would understand what the mechanisms of vaccine injury are, what VAERS is, you know, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, what the vaccine, the Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which granted liability immunity to the manufacturers of vaccines, and how to get a religious exemption. Then we had a workshop called Get Off the Bus, which was about homeschooling, unschooling, and cyber school. And we had Should You Fire Your Pediatrician? Basically showing people that if you take your kids out of the state-sponsored indoctrination camps and you fire your pediatrician, there's nobody left to tell you that you need to get the vaccines except for ACIP, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And guess what? They're not an enforcement arm. They only make recommendations. So I had this vision in 2017 to sort of kind of pull some of the spokes off of the wheel, and the wheel falls off. And so that was when Next Steps was born. We just had Next Steps in June. We had our second Next Steps event, which you were a speaker on, where we had workshops on legislative action. We had a legal update. We had community building. We had Wake Up the Church. We had real science, real medicine. And I want to say that what has happened since then is that I've really awakened to the fact that we need to bring together the parts of the parallel society that are already being built. So we already have doctors who are creating alternative healthcare systems for medicine. We have nurses who are creating structures for nurses to continue working in an alternative way to the mandates that are coming down in the clinics and the hospitals around the country. We have natural healers who've always been kind of, you know, bringing the other side of things. But I want to bring them together with the activists, the journalists, the homeschoolers, the homesteaders, the preppers, the home and self-defense. Get everybody together in one place, which is very similar, I think, to what you've just accomplished with the Great Reset. So maybe we should talk a little bit about how we are synergistically trying to do very similar things, where we're bringing people together to talk about all of these things that are so important. Like, how are we going to survive? I can't live in the world the elites have planned for us.
No. And I love the approach you've taken with Next Step. First of all, thank you for sharing more background. And I think it's always interesting just to find the different paths that bring each of us to, you know, this, to what we're doing now. And a lot of times it is motivated, I think, by protecting your family or your community or your children, things like that. So I like seeing the trajectory of you kind of having your awakening through your kids. And then after that, starting to pursue, well, what can I actually do about it? And like you said, looking at the documentary and then solutions. I hope that more and more people who hear this conversation and those who you know, are aware of the Greater Reset and now of Next Steps really see the importance of that, because there's one sort of component, which is, okay, I woke up and now I know what's going on in the world. It's a whole nother thing to start saying, what can I actually do for myself and my family? And that's what we're focused on doing with the Greater Reset. And that's clearly what you're focused on doing with the Next Steps. And for those who do follow my work regularly, as Tia mentioned, I did speak there last year and I posted that talk. You can find it on my channel. It's called 5 Next Steps to Defeat Technocracy or something like that. And also I received a journalism award there. It was really a great time. And I'm so excited to be coming back and be participating again in just a few weeks. But maybe we could get more into that, about how you, similar to what the Greater Reset does, we have different themes and focus areas. You mentioned a couple of them, like food, homeschooling, education, self-defense, things like that. Could you talk more about that, the different areas that you're going to focus on for this upcoming event? And of course, mention the website and the dates and everything.
Yes, absolutely. So to find out about the event, you can go to next-steps.info. That's next-steps.info. So you can find out all about the different events that we're having at the conference. And it's really jam-packed full of amazing stuff. So we're starting the entire event off with Become a Citizen Journalist. So I have myself, Holly Tommy, Stephanie Lucretio, and Riley Vojevic from Children's Health Defense CHDTV. We're going to be teaching anyone who is interested how to start a blog, how to start a vlog, how to a podcast, how to do live reporting from events, how to do commentary on public, you know, like current events, things that are happening in the news, how to conduct an effective and engaging interview. We're going to talk about, you know, the different equipment that you're going to need, the different platforms that you would need to get started with. And everyone who attends that is going to get a press badge and they'll be able to cover the entire conference. So the idea is to kick it off with the journalists and have them covering the event, create that buzz, create that hype. People are going to be able to upload their videos and possibly have them featured on CHDTV. CHDTV will be live streaming. Well, we're working on having CHDTV live stream the VIP event on Friday night. So it's going to be amazing. So we're going to bookend the whole event with this, with Become a Citizen Journalist. And then with the VIP dinner wrapping it up on CHDTV, we'll be able to get everybody out there super excited about what we're doing because we're going to be doing more of these events. And then on Wednesday evening or late afternoon, we have Opt Out of the Technocratic State. And that's the workshop that you're speaking on. I built this around your work that you've been doing with the book, how to opt out of the technocratic state, and also kind of the theme that you've had going with the Pyramid of Power, which really inspired me to ask each of the speakers to bring next steps, to bring action items, solutions, things that people can do, because people have heard enough about the problem. They want to know what they can do. At least the people coming to my events, they're already awake to what the problem is. They are coming for solutions. So I really appreciate that you've always, in your work, brought solutions to people. And they're not hard solutions either. These are things that may involve some sacrifice. It may involve a little bit of work. It may involve some time and research, but you really give people solutions. So on that workshop, along with yourself, we have Zen Honeycutt from Moms Across America. You know her from her work fighting against Monsanto. And she has a new program that she has started called Neighborhood Food Network, which is creating community-based community gardens, people growing food in their yard instead of grass, and sharing among the community. So I really love what she's doing. Also, Tag from Life Done Free YouTube channel. Tag came out of the corporate finance world where he helped build a company up to $10 million in the corporate finance space. And they wanted him to mandate the vaccine, the COVID vaccine on 900 employees. And he refused. So he lost his job. Surprise, surprise. Decided to take everything he had out of the system and get his homestead completely off grid. And then really, really realizing that we're not going to make it as islands, he started a new platform called freesteading.com, which is like a social media platform, but for homeschoolers, homesteaders, preppers, really great stuff. He has freesteading.com. You can go on your desktop or you can download the app. And it's connecting people across the country who are homesteaders, small farms, things like that. We also have Susan Sweeten, who is going to be talking about Freedom Travel Alliance, which is bringing solutions to the travel space. We have all these crazy mandates and requirements to travel. So she's really come up with something amazing. And then Wednesday night, we have a special film screening of Medicating Normal, which is a film about the dangers of psychiatric drugs like antidepressants and ADHD medications. We have the filmmaker, Wendy Ratcliffe, and one of the people that's in the film, her name is Angie Peacock. She's a LSW combat veteran, had struggles with the medications that they gave her coming back from combat. And Dr. Krishna Dhanaparthi will be speaking on that Q&A that follows the film. And that's just the first day, y'all. I mean, that's just day one. That's so exciting. Do you want me to keep going?
Well, let's talk about that one for a minute.
Yeah.
that's definitely a jam-packed day. And so that's the dates again, February
22nd through the 25th.
22nd to the 25th, and just outside of Atlanta, right, in Georgia.
Correct. In Buford, Georgia, which is just north of Atlanta, on beautiful Lanier Islands. There's a beautiful resort there. They've got all kinds of amenities. So I'm telling people to think of this as a retreat, a freedom retreat or a free treat, because we have on the islands, we have a golf course. There's a spa. Snow Island, well, it'll be the last week of Snow Island. They have a sledding hill with a snow machine so kids can go out and play in the snow. They have Game Changers, which is like a Dave and Buster's type of arcade game house. They have Margaritaville, which is like a little beach area with some bars. And they have boating, so you could rent a boat and go out on the lake. There's all kinds of fun things to do there besides
in addition to all the stuff you're organizing with the event and the speakers and the different panels and such. If people want to just go and have fun in the area, then they have plenty of options to do that. But
definitely.
I love, and this is what we try to do with the Greater Reset as well. So I recommend anybody who appreciated, enjoyed, or attended the Greater Reset, whether in Texas or Mexico or online, if you are interested and are going to be near Georgia, to go check this out, because I had a great time just as a speaker and as an attendee last year. I had a great time. You had a bunch of really awesome vendors, other great speakers and people to network with. And like with what we've cultivated with the Greater Reset, you also have an audience that's coming specifically because they know that there are solutions being promoted. And those are the kind of audiences and like people I like to rub elbows with, so to speak, because as you said earlier, there's plenty of other places where you can go and just hear the same problems over and over if that's what you're looking for. But, you know, I want to connect with other people like yourself and others who are going to come from Georgia and elsewhere who are looking for solutions and who want to get activated and get motivated and put these things
right.
in practice, take these next steps and actually use them. So that's why I love the event and what you're building here. Let's talk about some of the other days that you have coming up. So it's three full days, and then you have like a fourth day, which is there's a foraging walk and all kinds of stuff going. So maybe you could tell us more about those other 2 days and some of the other speakers you have going.
Absolutely. So on day two, which is Thursday, we start off with a homesteading workshop. So we have Louise Milliman, and she's going to talk about going off grid and how to go about doing that. We have Nicole Sauce from Living Free in Tennessee, who is going to be talking about everything from growing food in the cities to country living, to the mental mindset of you know, going from getting your food at the grocery store to growing your own food and being self-sustainable, because it's more than just getting land and starting a garden. And then we have Sherry and Bobby Black from Black's Tropical Homestead. They're down in Savannah growing tropical food in a subtropical environment. And they are going to talk about growing food in the suburbs. Because a lot of people think, well, to start a homestead, I got to go buy land out in the country. Not true. You can grow food wherever you are, even if it's just a balcony. Even if you have to set up a grow tent in your house or your apartment somewhere, you can grow your own food. So that'll start off day two. And then, excuse me, hold on. It's not COVID, I promise. Something in my throat. so we have a homeschooling workshop with Matt Baudreau, Darlene de la Plata, and Brooke Crook. Brooke's going to be talking about setting up a private ministerial association, or PMA, for education. And they're going to be talking about everything from homeschooling, unschooling, student-led, to micro schools and community co-ops, and how all of that looks. Then we have a workshop on home and self-defense, where I have John Lovell from Warrior Poet Society. He's here in Georgia. He's going to talk about self-defense. Preston Hawker and Patrick Collis are coming from Spartan Investigations and Executive Protection, which you remember from protecting us at the June conference when we had Antifa try to shut us down. So they're coming to talk about like mental preparedness as it relates to self-defense and home defense. Preston's going to talk about home defense, and then we'll have a video from Jesus and Canine Kaiba be talking about animals for protection. Then on Thursday night, we have networking night. And I've asked you to sing a few songs. I've asked my friend Noko to perform a few songs. And then we have a guided interactive activity with Michael Gordon, where we're going to be brainstorming and coming up with solutions on the topic of co-creating the world that we want. That's Thursday. Then on Friday, we start off with Healing Yourself Naturally. I have Robert Scott Bell coming back. You remember him. Eric Plasker from 100 Year Lifestyle. He's my chiropractor. He's amazing. Bill Schindler from Hyperbaric PHP is going to talk about the important role of oxygen and the vital role of oxygen in your body. Julie Wentz is going to share about a healthcare system that she's putting together to connect people with natural healers. Hava Levy is going to be talking about food as medicine, food and herbs as medicine. Then we have the new science paradigm with Dr. James Lyons Weiler. He's going to talk about IPAC EDU, and he's going to give a presentation from Dr. Sinheng Lee, and really just talking about creating those structures that we need for scientists to be able to actually be doing science, not propaganda, not fraud, not corporate interest, but real science, observational studies with true placebos. And then we have Dr. Brian Hooker, who was the person that Dr. William Thompson, who I was talking about earlier as the CDC whistleblower, that's the person that Dr. William Thompson called and made his confessions to. Dr. Brian Hooker has done the study that the CDC refuses to do, the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study. And then we have the new medicine paradigm with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Krishna Dhanaparty, Nurse Kimberly from Remnant Nursing, and Dr. Cami Benton, who's going to be talking about a new healthcare system that she's setting up. And so we've got all these solutions people coming together to talk about what they're doing, bringing solutions to the medical field, to the science field, to well, the natural healers would say we were doing the right thing the whole time, right? Then on Friday night, the big party, the VIP dinner and gala, which is black tie optional, I have Jim Gale from Food Forest Abundance. You need to get him on your show. Man, oh man, he is amazing. He's got Food Forest Abundance. He's creating an educational system to teach kids how to grow food for themselves, for their family, for their communities. And we have the amazing and brilliant Brad Skistimus from Five Times August performing music for us. Everybody's going to get up and move around and enjoy the protest music that's being created by him for this time, which is absolutely amazing. And then, as you mentioned, on Saturday, we're going to wrap everything up, get back to our center with a prayer and meditation service outside, and then we're going to go on a nature walk. We'll go on a small loop with nature walk for folks that that can't do the harder one. So we're going to do one loop around on higher ground. Then we're going to stop. We're going to have a little 30-minute snack break, water break, and then those that want to join for a little bit more challenging, larger loop around the island, we're going to do that. And then everybody's going to be centered spiritually, have contact with nature, and then go out into the world to affect change.
Yes, that's so amazing, so awesome. I love the setup you have put there and the flow of it all. I think it's great. And again, the website is next-steps.info, and this is February 22nd through the 25th, correct?
Mm-hmm. I should mention one thing, and that is that Kimberly Overton, Nurse Kimberly, is going to be holding her own event on the 21st for nurses. So if there's any nurses that are watching this and you're interested, Next Steps for Nurses. So if you're interested, just reach out to me. My email is nextstepsatlanta@gmail.com, or you can go on the website, and on the main page towards the bottom, there is a graphic that says Next Steps for Nurses. And if you click on that, it'll take you to Kimberly's, where you can buy the tickets. It's a separate ticket, does not include attendance at Next Steps conference, but a lot of the nurses are coming. They're coming for the Next Steps for Nurses and sticking around for the rest of the conference. So we're trying to give people options to also
very cool. Next. Very cool. Yeah, so much opportunity here. And I just encourage everybody who is out there. I was saying this before the Greater Reset, and I'm going to repeat it here, that if your only experience of the freedom movement, the health freedom, truth movement, whatever you want to call all these movements coming together, if your only experience of that is through the internet or through watching podcasts, and you haven't been to an in-person event, whether a bigger conference or a freedom retreat like this, or even just a local meeting, I highly encourage you to, because it's one thing to watch the things on the internet and to kind of be aware there's other people out there. It's a whole other thing to go in person, connect face to face, shake hands, give hugs, you know, smile and actually connect with people. That is what the Predator class, the World Economic Forum, and those people, that's what they don't want. They don't want us coming together, thinking about solutions, focusing on what we're going to build in the world. So again, if you only experience the movement through the internet, maybe this is your opportunity, especially if you live near Georgia, to come in person and to be with hundreds of other people, connecting, getting ideas, getting solutions. And you mentioned Jim. Jim is a friend. He's an amazing speaker. And just for Jim alone, I encourage you to come check it out and meet Jim. But I'll be there. All the other speakers that were mentioned, again, next-steps.info. Coming up in February in just a few weeks. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to be participating. And I will have my books for sale and shirts for sale and be hanging out. And as you said, performing a couple of songs as well. So yeah. Anything else you want to say on Next Steps to you?
I just want to say that what you mentioned is so important. The hugs, the in-person connecting, the networking, you're getting the phone numbers, you're getting the selfies. Listen, this is what we're missing. And the elites, they're having their meetings in person. Trust me, they are having their meetings. They know the importance of in-person meeting. They know about the importance of networking and brainstorming and making plans for the future. They're making their plans. They're not complaining about having to take time off to go to something during the week. They are doing it. They're not complaining about plane tickets. They're flying in private jets and then lecturing us about our SUVs. So you guys, you might have to make a sacrifice, take off some time for work, but we're trying to save the world here. We're trying to build the parallel society. We want to build the world that we want, and we want you to be a part of that. So come in person. You're going to be amazed. Everyone that went to the one in June has reported back to me that it was a life-changing experience, and it will be the same for this one coming up. I think even more so because of the environment that we're going to be in. It's just going to be amazing.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful background for an amazing conference with lots of solutions. I'm really excited for that. Again, next-steps.info. We'll put all the links below. Guys, come out if you can. It's something important to be coming together. And like you said, Tia, maybe it might take taking off some days from work or spending some money to rent a car or take a flight, depending on your circumstances. But if you can make it happen, don't think about it so much in terms of what you are, quote unquote, giving up, but this is an investment in yourself and in your friends. Absolutely. And your family and your community. You can watch internet videos about problems all day long, but it's not so often that you can come face to face with other people who are focused on solutions and go home ready and motivated to put them into your life. So I encourage you guys to come out, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Georgia. Tia, any final message?
Just that I love you, Derek. I give my love to everyone that's there with you. It's been amazing getting to know you and looking forward to seeing you and hugging you and giving everyone my love.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us. Guys, check the description for the info on the Next Steps event in Georgia. You're not going to want to miss it. Thank you, Tia, for your time. As always, everybody, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Bye.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.